You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Reach out to Governor Herbert. Text 57500 or call him at 801-575-8255. It's Let Me Speak to the Governor.
And thank you for joining us. You can text us at 57500. And again, the number to call, 575-8255. I'm Maria Chaleos, hosting today along with Governor Gary Herbert. And let's take a call from George now. Hi, George. What is your question for the governor?
Well, I kind of told your screener that I hear national programs comparing business in other states, like, say, Michigan and Minnesota and stuff. But I hear nothing about Utah or Colorado or any out here in the West. What do you know about comparatives?
Called the right guy, I can tell you. They call me the CBO of the state of Utah, which stands for the Chief Bragging Officer. There's a lot to brag about with Utah, and I can tell you that Forbes magazine, for example, Steve Forbes, who really loves what we're doing here in Utah, 6 out of the last 7 years has named Utah the best place in America for business and careers. I was with a guy named Lloyd Blankfein, who was the chairman of the board of Goldman Sachs in New York. He told me when we were at dinner, he says, Utah, the most business-friendly place in America by far. Polina Corporate.
Better than Michigan, huh?
Oh, much better. Michigan, again, I like Governor Rick Snyder because he's a smart guy. You know what he did? He came here to Utah, met with my people at the Office of Economic Development, looked at our 10-step plan for economic growth and development, copied it, put it into his campaign, and got elected governor of Michigan. He moved Michigan by copying what we were doing in Utah from about 49th to he's up to, I think, in the middle of the pack, maybe 24th. Now he's had a significant jump. We've had the governor of Rhode Island, a Democrat, by the way, a very smart lady by the name of Gina Raimondo, who graduated from Harvard, went to Oxford, came back, got a law degree in Yale. And as a newly elected governor said, I see Rhode Island is at the bottom of the list and Utah is at the top of the list. I've done a lot of research. Gary, tell me what we need to do in Rhode Island to turn it around. We gave her the same pitch that we told Rick Snyder. Now Rhode Island has moved up to the middle of the pack from the bottom of the pack. Minnesota, again, they're probably 16th in the nation.
They're within the top 10.
Depends on what your rating system is. If you go to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, the number one enterprising state in America is Utah. Again, there's a lot of different lists, and so I guess get a composite. But we're at the top. If we're not number one, we're in the top two or three of about every list in America when it comes to being business friendly. Our GDP growth, which is kind of the actual measurement, is twice the national average. Unemployment rate was at 3.1%. It's up at 3.4, which you'd think, well, that's not a good movement. That's because people have been sitting on the sidelines throughout this country, at least in Utah, are getting off and looking for jobs because jobs are available. We have more jobs out there now than people looking. A lot of it takes more skills and extra training. We're trying to get people through our workforce services back into school, a community college, to help them get the skills that align up with the demands of the marketplace. But our household income, our personal income, job opportunities are growing. There is no better place and a more diverse economy in America today than here in Utah.
Okay. This is my question.
All right. Thanks so much for
your
call.
I could go through a list of about 15 different number ones or top tens here that we could share with you. Again, go to our webpage at the Office of Economic Development. They probably have them all listed down. We're doing very well. Doesn't mean we want to rest on our laurels, by the way. I don't want to hesitate to say, if you're out of work, you know, it's not a recession, it's a depression. Right. If you don't have a job. So, again, part of rural Utah, we have a goal of 25,000 jobs here over the next 4 years. We take this very seriously, and we won't rest until all 29 counties, all 243 cities have economic opportunity for ourselves and for our young people. And that's our goal. And it's always going to be at the forefront of what we're going to do with this administration. Mm-hmm. Economic development is the foundation for good quality of life.
All right. Nice to have some good news, Governor. We had someone asking us earlier about the Hearing Protection Act. They've now clarified, the texter has clarified, saying they were talking about the suppressors for guns and whether there's anything being done about that.
Well, we have a company here that's been involved with, I think their, I don't know if their name is Silencer or something. They've been trying to, in fact, to find ways to keep the compression that comes out, the noise abatement needs for those that have firearms. And I don't know what the law requires. I know in the workforce we have OSHA requirements where we have so many decibels you can have to protect people's hearings. And if you don't have it, you have to wear ear protection. That's mostly a federal issue, something that we really have not been addressing on a state level, but it's part of the OSHA requirements as far as making sure that the noise levels are at tolerable levels so it will not impair somebody's hearing. That's the part I know about. If there's something, if there's a special piece of legislation or law or regulation, maybe they can text us back and ask about a specific. But certainly a work environment protection is something that's top of the mind, and it's usually directed by OSHA and our federal government.
All right, let's take a break. The number to call, 575-8255, or you can text us, 57500. And Bob will take your call next.